Of the Nature's Experts family of companies.
Together, we're going to 100% show you how to keep and add value to your home. This show is called Evan's Excellent Buys for a reason. I can't wait to detail the excellent buys each week that do exist in this crazy market.
WFTL West Palm Beach, WRMF HD2 Palm Beach. Listen to Joyce Kaufman, No Restraint, on the 850 app and subscribe today at 850WFTL.com.
Three life sentences for the sleepover killer, and the South Florida Fair kicks off today. In the 850 WFTL newsroom, I'm Karen Curtis. It's now up to companies to make their workplaces as safe as possible amid the COVID surge. That word from the president after the Supreme Court blocked his nationwide vaccine mandate. He says he's disappointed since the rules were grounded in science and law. Apparently not. President Biden is promising free masks and tests for Americans to deal with the current COVID surge.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. I mean, a billion tests in total.
So Biden teased a plan to come next week that will make high-quality masks, the N95s, available to Americans for free. But officials have yet to give an exact date on when the new batch of tests will be available. Corey Johnson, you might remember him. He was sentenced to life in prison, three life terms, for fatally stabbing a 13-year-old boy at a 2018 sleepover in Palm Beach Gardens in Ballin Isles. The 21-year-old was sentenced yesterday to the three life sentences after he was convicted of first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder in November. Here's the mother of the murdered child.
I definitely wanted him put away for life. I felt sorry for him from hearing the defense side because he was a little child and he grew up with the family and siblings and friends, and he turned into a terrorist.
Police said that Johnson, who was 17 at the time of the killing, confessed to the crime, citing his Muslim faith as motive.
Every manhole is bubbling up. I mean, it's frustrating.
So that's the mayor of Fort Lauderdale announcing the largest stormwater investment in city history, as residents are fed up with major flooding and sewage issues during downpours and king tides. The city's breaking ground on two massive projects, including the largest stormwater pumping station in all of South Florida, to increase drainage in two of the most flood-prone areas. One of them is Las Olas. The system will include a filter marsh to naturally remove grease and oils from stormwater discharge. 11 members of the right-wing militia called the Oath Keepers, including its leader, Stuart Rhodes, facing the most serious charges yet, seditious conspiracy in connection with last year's Capitol insurrection.
Investigators say Rhodes spent $17,000 on weapons and tactical gear in the weeks before the attack when he said this.
We have men already stationed outside D.C. as a nuclear option in case they attempt to remove the president illegally. We will step in and stop it.
Then on January 6th, several Oath Keepers were seen marching up the steps of the Capitol. Investigators say other members were armed and stationed nearby, all in an effort to stop the certification of President Biden's election victory.
The FBI already determined the January 6th attack was not planned. And it is time for the 2022 annual South Florida Fair kicks off today at the fairgrounds, runs through the end of the month. And this year's theme, Rockin' Robots. Time for 850 WFTL traffic and weather together. I told you about this accident like early on this morning. It's apparently a rolled over tractor trailer, but it's in the center divide of the Turnpike southbound at the West Palm Beach Service Plaza. Also, new accident, 95 southbound on the approach to, just past Congress Avenue in Boca. And that serious crash still going on there. Northlake Boulevard at Ibis Boulevard with injuries.
Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by New South Window.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. Every single New South Window is custom manufactured just for your home. And now you can buy two windows and get the third absolutely free.
Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Your WPTV First Alert weather, chilly this morning, waking up in the 50s and upper 40s in some spots. Clear skies, just gorgeous weather today. A 1% chance of rain. I mean, it's just beautiful outside. High of 71, so enjoy. Grab the sweater, though. You have some rain likely on Sunday, but really some nice stuff heading our way. Currently 56 degrees and clear and sunny in the Palm Beaches. Your next update in a half hour. Stay connected with news anytime with the 850 app and at 850WFTL.com. I'm Karen Curtis, News Talk 850 WFTL. In high definition at 97.9 HD2.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
don't know if you've heard that there's been some talk about a Biden-Cheney ticket perhaps in 2024. Did you read that article?
I did not. I did not. And I really could care less about the high-class gossip on these issues.
That's your Vice President of the United States, folks. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. Dina, our producer, filling in. Karen will be back with the news at the bottom of the hour. I have a total huge respect this morning for this guy on the Today Show. You know what? We never get to see like morning, you know, TV shows because obviously we're on the air. We have monitors on all over the place, so we'll get to see him, whether it's, the, you know, Today or Good Morning America or whatever the case may be. But this interview yesterday with the Vice President of the United States should have been a no-brainer for the Vice President. Oh, my goodness. If you didn't like her before, after this interview with, Craig Melvin, mm-hmm. I would have been, oh, my God, what is wrong with this Vice President? It's like, holy cow. He asked simple questions she couldn't answer. I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's because they have no answers because all they have is failed policies.
You're right. You're right. It's exactly what it was. of course, this was before the big vote on Capitol Hill that was supposed to take place. The president was going to Capitol Hill to talk to the senators to convince all of them, hey, you got to vote to get rid of this filibuster so I can slam my voter right package through. Well, it didn't go over well with Kyrsten Sinema or with Joe Manchin. Kyrsten Sinema got up on the floor. She was giving a speech just before the president got there. I was dying. I'm thinking, is anyone showing the president what she's saying right now?
And they don't do that by accident. Timing is on purpose.
It was all planned. And then Joe Manchin said no. They officially vote on it on Tuesday, but it was interesting because the president invited, conveniently enough, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to the White House last night. Apparently, they were there till all hours, and neither one's budging still. So Tuesday comes for this vote. On this kill off the filibuster vote, you need 60 votes for it to advance. They need all the Democrats. They don't have them.
And Bill was saying before, and he said this, you know, many times, they're trying to play beat the clock in a lot of these policies because they know what's coming in the midterms. I mean, they're going to lose the Senate. They might lose the House. Well, no, I'm sorry. They're going to lose the House. They might lose the Senate.
Right.
But they're definitely going to lose one of them. And so they're trying to push through anything and everything on their crazy radical left wish list. And thankfully, you have a couple of people standing up who are saying, no, this stuff is it's too much. You're trying to change the very fabric of our country with these things. This isn't what we're about.
When you have to change the rules in the middle of the game, take a look at what the game really is.
Right.
And in this case, if you get two staunch Democrats saying you can't get rid of a filibuster, you get rid of the filibuster, you get rid of the both party debate, becomes a one party issue arguing with itself.
Right, exactly. And
which
it was
means
so annoying.
It's a dictatorship.
You know, and what they do here, they try to disguise this thing like, you know, the voting rights bill, which is incredible that they had that moniker on it. This isn't a voting rights bill. Everybody has the right to vote. They plant these seeds in your head, and you have people like Van Jones on CNN coming out there
please.
Talking about how, oh, this is so important for our society and for Black Americans. And what are you talking about?
What did they call the bill? They named it after
John Lewis.
John Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the man was in the Congress for how many years? 50-odd years? He was
pillar
of society, and then they go and name it after him. So if you vote against it, you're a racist.
Right. They try to attach civil rights to this.
Like,
There are no rules out there the same Black people can't vote. Like, and that's what they're trying to put in your head, that, oh, if we don't pass this, then Black or Hispanic people can't vote.
Oh, you can't get to the poll.
Like, they're making people think that.
You're right. They're making
everybody,
you think.
Every American citizen has the right to vote. That hasn't changed. That's the way it is. And what they're really trying to do, is disguise it as that. But meanwhile, they're trying to say, we're going to give everybody mail-in ballots. It's going to be mail-in balloting forever. You won't need an ID to vote. It's going to be federalized elections. That's what they want, because that's how they stay in power. And they just try to disguise that, but with a racial issue that, when you look at it,
it's
you actually
a racial
think to yourself,
issue.
It makes no sense.
Well, if it was, say, a racial issue or it was prejudice against a certain nationality, Biden's numbers among the Hispanic community would be much higher than what they are right now.
Right.
They're lower than the national average, and the national average right now for his approval is at 33%.
That's what they say. Yeah.
So that's not us. That's that that I always call him Winnipeg, but it's not. It's the Quinnipiac, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Quinnipiac.
Them. Yeah. Them. Yes, I can't say that name. That's their vote. It's their poll.
And
I think you're pretty close. They're pretty well down the middle, and I'm like, okay, works for me.
33%.
Wow.
Good
and,
job.
But that, when, what's his name? Craig Melvin asked the Kamala Harris yesterday, have you heard about the new ticket that doesn't have your name on it?
Right.
I don't listen to what they come. I'm thinking, whoops. You listen to all of it. Who are you kidding?
They may not have Biden's name on it in 2024.
Yeah, they're talking Hillary.
Right. Gosh. That's how desperate they are. Are they going to...
It's not. He just celebrated 1 year in office, and they're already talking about taking his name off of the ticket.
That's how bad things are.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be really bad if you're flying.
Why?
There is a major snowstorm. Another one getting ready to hit, and it's going to hit Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas. They said in Atlanta, it could be the most amount of snow they've had in 5 years.
Yeah, I've heard about this, and our friend of the show, Janice Dean, the Weather Machine. I actually put out on Twitter yesterday, she said, I don't really hype up storms. I'm calling this one a doozy.
She's really?
If I'm calling it a doozy, you know it's going to be really, really bad. So get prepared.
Yeah, they said it's going to start in the mid-Atlantic and then basically go all the way up to the New England area. But they say for Atlanta to get the first, they said the worst snowfall in 4 years.
Wow.
Atlanta doesn't get snow.
Oh,
remember
good.
Last time they got snow, it shut down the city
exactly.
for days.
No one's going to be able to move on Sunday and Monday.
They don't have snow plows.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right. We saw it in Virginia where people got stuck on 95. It wasn't like that, but people didn't know what to do. There were people on the side of the road. Remember the clips of people getting out of the cars and walking home?
Yeah, and leaving their cars.
Yeah.
You're too young, but in 19... I was gone, but I was out of Rhode Island, but I remember... I want to say 78 because I was in Ohio. And I called my parents because I heard about this. Then, you know, there's no internet, there's nothing. So you got to, you know, if you're not watching the news on TV, you're not hearing anything or seeing anything. All of a sudden, I see this big snowstorm hitting New England. So I call my parents' house. Some guy answers, Captain Nelson. I'm like, who the hell are you?
Oh,
he goes, Captain Nelson? He goes, U.S., what is he with? The National Guard. And I went,
oh, geez.
Why are you at my house? He goes, who are you? I'm like, you're in my house. I'm asking the questions. And all of a sudden, I hear him go, Nora, I think your daughter's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, my mother gets on the phone. She goes, oh, hi, honey. How are you? It's wonderful, isn't it? I said, what is one? I said, Mom, who's a strange man in your house? She goes, oh, there's like 50 of them here. I said, what are you doing? The National Guard needed a place to land their helicopters to bring the troops in.
Wow.
So they used my parents' property because they had a lot of land.
Oh, wow.
So my mother decided to feed them all.
Oh,
so they were all coming in the house to eat. It was hysterical, but they were called in to save all these people stuck on I-95 for like 150. It was bigger than that, 300 miles. It was crazy.
Well, hopefully it's not like that, but they're saying the storm's going to be pretty bad. So if you have family up there or if you're planning to travel toward the Northeast, just look out.
Yeah, that makes me happier that I live in South Florida.
Yeah, really.
I didn't get to my how IHOP's going to ruin your diet. We'll talk about that next because I may actually have to go to IHOP because
I have to avoid it.
Come with me. Come on. We'll
all
both
right.
cheat together.
We'll be bad together.
Okay. That story and so much more coming up next at 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis, if it's news to you, it's news to us. What are you doing over there?
If it's breaking news, it's here. So, listen, we've got the football wild card games. You got one on Monday night.
Super wild card weekend.
Super exciting. So there's three games tomorrow.
Jeez.
Two games tomorrow.
Oh, I thought there was three. Okay.
No, they tricked you. And then three on Sunday.
Oh, three on Sunday. Okay.
Right.
So you got the Raiders are going to be at the Bills.
No, they tricked you again. The Raiders, they unfortunately, I know which report you have there, and it's from our crack service.
Okay, so it's all wrong. Okay, so I'm going to shut up and let you tell us the truth. What's going on? Okay.
Here is the schedule for the Super Wild Card weekend.
Thank you, because I'm all wrong.
It's not your fault.
Nah.
The Bengals play the Raiders tomorrow at 4:30. That starts off the NFL playoffs and the Super Wild Card weekend. And then... Bill is very excited for this one. The Patriots against the Bills, Saturday night, 8:15 in Buffalo, by the way, where it's going to be like 0 degrees for that game.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if literally it's going to be zero, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be very cold.
Better hope that this storm doesn't hit them.
I know. It might be right before. It's going to be ugly. Sunday, the Buccaneers play the Eagles at 1 o'clock. And then I'm trying to remember the rest off the top
of my head. Cowboys and 49ers.
4:30. And then Sunday
Chiefs
night.
Chiefs and Steelers. That'll be a rout.
Ooh, it should be.
Watch and then, the Steelers win.
And then Monday you have
Monday.
The Cardinals. Or I'm sorry, the Rams? No,
and
the Cardinals at the Rams.
Rams, yep.
So that's
And
that's
then
Monday
how
night.
Many do we get down to after this weekend? After Monday, how many teams are left? Four?
After that, yeah, so then you're going to get down to
So it's four. Not the Raiders and the Bills, it's Raiders and the Bengals?
Raiders,
yeah,
Bengals,
the Patriots,
yeah,
play the Bills, that much I know.
Right.
Jeez.
So then next week you start to have, you know, the number one seeds, they're going to play. You have the Packers, they're going to play next week. Because you have both teams on a bye.
The these are the wild card playoffs.
Yeah.
These aren't the people that are already in first place.
No, right.
Oh, my God. How long does this go on for?
A few weeks.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's not till February when the Winter Olympics start. It's all at the same time.
Yeah.
We're not doing the picks anymore.
Thank God, no, yes, because I nixed, I got news for you. I nixed that. Well, it would have been you three because I wouldn't have participated.
I won the pickle.
So. Yes, you did. You won the lovely prized pickle.
Right, I did.
Well, go eat your pickle.
There you go.
More coming up.
Playoffs, yes.
Thanks, Karen.
Love playoff football.
It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross. Bill Adams likes playoff football, too. He's really excited about the Patriots-Bills game. He'll be back on Tuesday. Diener filling in for him. And big news yesterday. Yesterday was like a banner day if you're in talk radio or if you're in the news world, because it was like anything that could have happened and could have gone wrong for Joe Biden went wrong for Joe Biden. The first hit was the U.S. Supreme Court blocking the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large businesses. OSHA, basically, they said, overstepped its authority. It can't declare or tell a private business what it can do.
Duh.
Can't do that. But however, you can tell a federally involved organization what it can do, hence a hospital. If you're receiving federal funding, therefore OSHA can tell you what to do. Nice try on the Biden administration. I don't know what brilliant, because there was an attorney somewhere. There's some strategist who put that whole scam together.
You know,
to go, let's have OSHA do it. Let's make it a workplace, you know, problem, blah,
right,
blah, blah. They tried, didn't work.
That's a good point, Jen. You know,
that's another one.
Biden is just really there as a figurehead. He's not a true president, okay? The guy is out of his mind. I don't mean to say that in a mean way.
You got to do is play that cut from yesterday.
Exactly.
When he was talking about how he's appointed this doctor to run the distribution of kits and masks for everybody with COVID. And he said he picked the guy. Well, listen to the cut and tell me, did he pick this doctor?
This is another failure of his advisors. Advisors are failing him horribly because you would think they would have him study up on the name or at least maybe
let him know who it is.
Yeah. But yeah, he had no idea who he was talking about here.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounce it, Inglesby.
Huh?
Yeah,
correct.
That's,
is that right?
That's the guy that he knows personally that he tapped for that position. He'd probably never seen the guy or met him or knew what his name was
until
5 seconds before they handed him that script.
No idea.
And that's, you know what, in fairness to the president, that's his people's fault.
It
they
is.
They should, you know what, you meet, there's always somebody, and I witnessed this when I was, who was I standing next to? It was the governor or somebody. It was somebody important, like in politics. And there was a person, a guy standing next to him. And as he was walking through the crowd, he'd go, Susan Johnson, you know her because her husband owns, and would literally tell him everything there was to know about the person he was just about to shake the hands with.
That's what you got to do.
And I'm like, I remember looking at this guy going, how the hell do you know all these people in this room? That's pretty incredible. But that's what they're hired for.
Right.
So somebody should have told him this is the name of the guy that you just hired to put together all these testing sites.
We knew he was going to be bad, but the people who are really bad are the ones surrounding him. They're just awful, awful at what they do.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is why his poll numbers are where they're at.
Yeah, 33%. Not a good place to be. He did make the announcement they purchased 500 million COVID testing kits. They're going to be
finally
distributed.
Good.
They just don't know how. And where and
yeah,
when.
Yeah, that sounds about right for this administration.
And then they got all these masks. Oh, that was funny, too. They handed out all the new masks, these KN95 masks or whatever they are in Congress yesterday. And clearly on the side of the packaging, on the side of these masks, it said, in big letters, made in China.
Made in China.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay. IHOP has ruined my diet.
No.
And we're going to ruin our diet. Ruin. I always say ruin. It's a Rhode Island thing. It's going to ruin me. It's going to ruin our diets together. I love pancakes. And didn't we just have this conversation about pancakes like off the air yesterday?
They're hard to make. Yes. It's one of the things
that's the number one thing. That's the easiest recipe, but the hardest thing to get right is pancakes. Well, IHOP just announced, oh, God, why are they doing this to me? All you can eat pancake special is back. It's $6. You start off with 5 buttermilk pancakes, and then they just keep on coming back with 2 at a time until you just roll out of the restaurant.
Your pants bust open. That happened to me at Christmas.
You gotta wear stretchy pants.
I was wearing shorts that I was fitting into in October. By the time Christmas rolled around, I had to unbutton the shorts. I'm like, all right, after the new year, I gotta get back into shape here. I was in good shape. I have to work my way back now. So I can't go to IHOP with you. I'm trying to work my way back to where I was.
Oh, you know what? You're moving soon. You're gonna lose weight moving. Don't worry about it. And coming up in the sporting world, first he was playing tennis, then he wasn't. Then he was playing again. Now apparently they're gonna ship him right out of the country.
This is so bad.
This is so stupid. But we'll have all those details about what's going on at the Australian Open and so much more coming up next. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off, and then he has Monday off. Boy, he planned that well. He's learning. He's learned from the best. I taught him well.
Good job.
And then, Diener, you haven't learned well at all because you're still here with me.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Neither do I. I got news for you. You're filling in for Bill. Thank you so very much. Thanks for being here. I guess it was, you ever have one of those days? And my day started off like this yesterday. It was like before, honest to God, before 3 o'clock, six things went wrong. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get back in bed. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to call in sick and say, I'm not coming to work. If I were the president of the United States, that's probably what I would have done yesterday. It started, I guess. Which one came in first? He was going to Capitol Hill. Kristen Sinema was speaking, saying, there's no way in hell I am going to vote to get rid of the filibuster. We have her, right? Can you find her while I'm sitting here talking?
She stopped by earlier today, actually, and she gave us this recording. It was very nice of her.
It was very nice of her. This is what she said.
Eliminating the 60-vote threshold will simply guarantee that we lose a critical tool that we need to safeguard our democracy from threats in the years to come.
She's right. And then she went on to say that if you get rid of the filibuster, the 60-vote minimum, she said, then you know what? You get one party. With one party, you get one. That's it. There's no debate. There's no other side. It's their way or the highway, so you become a communistic society.
Don't want that. And thankfully, they realized that. And we're not going to have, you know, mail-in balloting and federal elections and all those different things. So it's got to be up to the states, and that's just the way it has to be, whether or not the radical left likes it or not, because I know that means that they won't be able to cheat as easily next time. But hey,
they don't cheat.
Oh, sure.
You know what? All I remember when they put in California, they put the voting boxes to collect ballots like in the middle of the street, like it was a trash can. So you could go on and just, and it was like this paper box. And so literally you could just go over and pick it up and walk away with it and probably no one's saying anything to you. Or you could throw as many ballots in it as you would like.
No,
well, they just wanted that all the time.
Don't even get me started.
So that was round number one. Then he lost from the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court basically ruled, you know what, as a federal entity of the executive branch went a little bit above its reach. You can't tell private companies
just a bit
that they have to vaccinate their people. So if it's a company that with 100 employees or more that gets federal funding, like a hospital, because it's Medicaid or Medicare, then you can tell your employees they have to be vaccinated or tested once a week. You can't do it with private individuals. And basically, the Supreme Court left it up to, if you, like, pick a company, like Palm Beach State College.
Mm-hmm.
If Palm Beach, they probably get federal funding, don't they? never mind. That was a bad. Okay, so ABC store up the street has 1,000 employees. And it's up to them to decide whether or not their employees have to be vaccinated.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what it's, look. If the employer is going to require that, well, listen, if that's the rule over there, then that's their rule. I can't say anything to that. But you can't have a mandate from the government with those types of things. And thankfully, the Supreme Court realized that. It was a bad day for Biden and his policies and his agenda, which in turn means it was a great day for the country and a great day for liberty in this country.
So true. I agree with you.
Both of those things that got shot down yesterday were such huge wins for the actual fabric of the United States.
Yeah, this voting rights thing, take a look at it because there's nothing about voting rights in there. It's just to make it available
exactly.
So everybody can vote and the Democrats would stay in power for eternity.
Well, everybody can vote regardless. What they want is that non-citizens to be able to vote.
No, everybody.
They want no IDs. They want federalized elections. So, you know, they plant that seed in people's heads to make you think, black people or Hispanic people aren't allowed to vote right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they say they make it too hard, that they're excluding the minorities. I'm like, no, we're not.
Give me a break. Now, what
nobody's
doing
that.
What they were trying to do also with that was making Election Day a national holiday.
I agree with that.
Yeah, let people have the day off so that maybe it does make it easier to go out to the polls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they'll do that.
Yes.
But they vote on a Tuesday.
Right.
Schumer still thinks it's going to pass.
Oh, okay, good luck.
Chucky, have a nice life. So he lost that, and then, okay, so who had a worse day?
Ooh.
The president.
Okay.
Or?
Pretty bad.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, man, that's a good question, actually.
We found out yesterday that Prince Andrew will have to go to court to face the civil lawsuit filed by Virginia Giuffre from Royal Palm Beach, who said he basically sexually abused her when she was younger.
Right.
He thought he was exonerated because Virginia Giuffre had an agreement with Jeffrey Epstein, no longer with us, where Epstein paid her $500,000, and he basically looked at that, Andrew, that she had to keep her mouth shut. She couldn't
right.
talk about anything. The judge said, nah, that's not the case. So the civil case will go forward. Yesterday, within an hour, the queen went, that's it, you're done. I'm taking away your title, your military standings, everything. You're not even part of the royal family. You're on your own.
That was a big move. And that's really a big indication that it's not looking too good for old Prince Andrew there. If they're doing that now, 8 months before the trial?
Yeah.
As
they say, he's going to get Epstein.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I hate to say it, but I agree.
That's a terrible thing to say. But
how could they, and by they, I mean all the people who have an interest in not having these names come out of people who are involved with Epstein and who are on Epstein Island doing those horrible, disgusting, vile things. How could they allow him to go out and have these names end up becoming public?
Yeah, because that's part of the deal. She wants it all unsealed, and I guess the judge is going to allow that. So, her being Virginia Giuffre.
There's a reason why Epstein is dead. Just throwing that out there, okay?
He committed suicide.
Sure, that's right.
Suicide.
I know, and Biden got 81 million votes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
The governor of California actually did something yesterday that I agreed with.
Oh.
He denied
Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, Gavin Newsom denied the parole of assassin of Robert F. Kennedy, Sirhan Sirhan.
Wow.
So sorry, you're going to stay.
You know, that
we got a nice little cell for you. Get used to it.
He actually did something smart for once.
I'm shocked.
How about that?
I really am. I'm quite shocked.
I thought for sure somebody like Gavin Newsom would come out and say, oh, well, we need to have compassion on these people, and because of COVID, we have to let Sirhan Sirhan out.
Yeah, I am surprised they didn't say that, to be honest with you. It is Gavin Newsom. The guy's crazy. He wants to socialize or national, what do they call it? The kind of medical care they have in Canada and Europe.
Oh, socialized medicine.
Socialized
yeah.
medicine. He wants to do that in California.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Good luck with that one. This is way cool, and I'm all excited about it.
Oh.
Do you remember? See, and I like him because he went on to NCIS New Orleans. Scott Bakula. Do you remember the show Scott Bakula was in?
I don't. What was it?
Quantum Leap.
Oh, Quantum Leap.
Don't you remember?
Right.
The show was great.
Yes,
it ran
yes.
on NBC for 5 seasons, and, you know, it ended back in, I guess, the early 90s, but... You know, when you say 5 seasons, 5 seasons today is like 8 shows. 5 seasons back then was like 26 episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
They did some serious, serious, you know, shooting. Anyway, they are set to start, I guess, shooting it. They're going to bring it back in
really?
30 days.
A Quantum Leap reboot?
A reboot.
Well, that's cool.
They said that they're not talking about who's going to be Scott Bakula's role, but they're
the
saying... I wouldn't doubt it. God, he shows up everywhere.
I just wanted to see you
roll
your eyes.
He's like a bad penny. Stop showing up. He's going to show up in my personal pictures next.
He might.
Jeez, it's like leave it alone. not that I don't like The Rock, but come on. They're going to kill him off because of overexposure.
He's overexposed.
Yeah, it is. It's like, stop. I used to love you, and I don't like you anymore. Scott Bakula, they say, nothing set in stone yet, but they say there's a strong possibility he will be there as a guest appearance here.
Good.
And there, so he'll be back. I love that show.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that.
The guy, unfortunately, that played his boss, though, he's passed. So I wonder who they're going to get to do that.
Yeah, it's a shame with some of the older shows when you bring him back.
And speaking of which, when we get back...
Oh.
Keith Richards doing something way cool.
Well, Keith Richards is still alive.
Well yeah. I didn't say he was dead. He might have died. No one told him, but I mean, he's...
Our segue was somebody who died.
Oh, was it?
Speaking of which, Keith Richards.
I know. I was talking about... Anyway.
We might think he's dead.
It's been a long
week. He might
week.
Have been dead. I don't know.
I am so sorry about that. Keith Richards is not dead, but he's doing something way cool. And you know what? I don't know how much it's going to sell for, but it might be something that we could all afford.
All right.
It's really cool. The other thing you say he's auctioning off, none of us can touch, but there's one thing he's auctioning off that could be like it within our grasp.
We'll just have Bill pay for it.
There you go. He makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
We'll have that more coming up next at 850 WFTL. It's Karen Curtis music. But you're almost done, so what are you doing in news? Are you talking about puppies or what? I figured it's going to be something easy.
No, I know. So the counsel of record for Ghislaine Maxwell filed this letter to the judge.
Uh-oh.
So remember, she was just convicted on sex trafficking charges, right, Ghislaine? Mm-hmm. But she hasn't been sentenced yet. So maybe she's trying to ease the sentencing?
She's going
to
give names?
Well, this is the letter. Dear Judge Preska, after careful review of the detailed objections submitted by non-party Does, you know, the Jane Does.
Right.
Counsel for Ghislaine Maxwell writes to inform the court that she does not wish to further address the objections.
Ooh.
So the each Doe has counsel that can ably assert their own respective privacy rights, but Ms. Maxwell therefore leaves it to the court to conduct the appropriate review consistent with the order and protocol of unsealing decided motions.
So basically, what does that mean? That they can give names if they want
to? Sure, all the documents.
Wow.
So you know media companies are filing FOIAs, Freedom of Information Acts, everything. Because she was blocking it, Ghislaine was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not anymore, as of yesterday.
Yeah, she wants to take him down. I can't blame her. She went down for it, so she's probably going to say, you know what? All these other people that were guilty are coming with me.
I cannot believe she's still alive. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I can't believe they haven't killed her.
Oh, and then the queen got rid of all of Andrew's titles.
Yeah.
So he's just
like
Andrew, the guy in England.
Oh,
he has like no money because...
Yeah, no ties. Yeah, she cut him off at the knees.
This will be a settlement, and you know, Gouffrey could have gone after, I want Buckingham Palace and the jewels in the tower.
Well, that's a...
or no deal.
Wow. That's a bad sign, though, for Prince Andrew for what they're expecting for him in the future, right? I mean, if they did that now, they cut him out of everything.
So he's going to try to settle, but his pockets aren't as deep now that mommy's cut him off.
Mommy doesn't want the jewels going to...
No.
He should be cut off.
This girl. Yeah, it's
should have much more done than that.
Yeah, I agree, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, Gouffrier alleges three times she had sex with him, and so that's going to be some expensive.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Talk about the royal jewels. Here you go.
Woof.
Could get interesting.
Yeah, it could get interesting. So we'll keep you posted on if any names, these documents become unsealed, because each of the Does can object. So we'll see. But Ghislaine is not objecting anymore.
Wow. Interesting.
More coming up.
Thanks, Karen.
I can't wait for that trial. I don't think it'll ever happen. I think he'll never see the light of day.
I tend to agree with you, but it could be wrong.
Get Epstein. One never knows.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Watch out.
Between the royal family and the names that are on those lists, we had this conversation yesterday. How much is Bill Gates going to give him to shut him up?
Yeah, there's some... There's a lot that can happen from that.
And you know what? It's not me talking about Bill Gates badly. It's his wife willingly admitted in divorce papers that when he started going to Epstein's Island, she was like, you shouldn't be hanging around with this guy. He's creepy.
Makes you wonder.
So
not accusing anybody of anything.
No,
just makes you wonder.
But he was there. There's no doubt about it. It is the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. I'll be back on Tuesday when we are. Dina, our producer, filling in for Bill. Thanks. 10 years ago yesterday.
Right. 10 years ago yesterday.
How old were you? You don't remember this.
Wow. 2012 is 10 years ago. That makes me feel very old. I was 25.
The Costa Concordia. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The ship, what was that, in the Virgin Islands?
Italy.
Italy, that's what it was.
Ran aground. Why? Because, remember the whole scandal there? Apparently, the captain of that ship, Francesco Scatino, was trying to impress some woman.
Right.
He abandoned ship.
Right.
All those people died. 32
yes.
people died. He was guilty of manslaughter. He's still in prison, by the way.
He is in prison. I thought so.
They are. They say there were people that came in off the island. An Indian crew member by the name of Russell Rabello. He stayed on board. He saved a lot of people. So they made him like a national hero. But they basically said that captain, he was no good.
Wow, that was 10 years ago.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure Joe Biden yesterday was saying, I wish it were 10 years ago when I was just a senator and not or vice president and I didn't have to face all this negativity. Put it this way, the Biden administration lost every which way but loose yesterday. They lost when it came to the mandates.
Yeah.
It lost when he wanted to get rid of the filibuster, the vote. He's still trying it. Okay, last time he talked to Joe Manchin was against the Build Back Better program. And he was like, I'm not going to pass something that has these programs that have no end date. I mean, paying off people for the rest of their lives. Why? And part of that was that Child Care Act. By the way, today would have been the day you got the
That's right. I knew I felt
check.
A little light in my checkbook today.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't get. But no more, because that was part of the Build Back Better program. And Manchin's problem with it wasn't only the Child Care Credit Act. It was every other credit act. They didn't have end dates. He said, you know, you're telling me these things are in the ones that did have end dates that went for like 5 years, had a little sidebar that said, if you do this, they can go on for another 5 years. He said, so they were like all infinite programs.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't do it. So Biden tried to sway Manchin last time. He tried again last night, along with Kristen Sinema. They were both at the White House. So far, they're not budging. I don't see him budging this filibuster. They're right. Kristen Sinema. Thank you. Sorry. Basically said it right. You get rid of the filibuster. You get rid of any opposition. Therefore, you have one party. Therefore, not a good thing.
That's why the Senate is there. You're supposed to have dissension. You're supposed to have conversation, debate. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, it's just... Then you have a monarchy. Then you have a king ruling, which is what the forefathers were trying to avoid in the first place.
Well, fortunately, they won't. They vote on Tuesday, but we don't think it's going to go anywhere.
No.
This is pretty cool. Keith Richards putting a non-fungible token up for auction.
Ah, good old NFTs.
So you're going to own a four-second video? That's what it is? It's a four-second video of Keith Richards, the guitarist for the Rolling Stones, signing a black Gibson guitar with a silver marker.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Okay, the guitar itself is also up for the auction. Or that they expected that to go for, they said $8,000. I'm thinking that's going to go for a lot more than $8,000. Also at the Music Cares Charity Relief Auction, which takes place on January 30th, a guitar signed by Paul McCartney.
Hey.
Must be a left-handed guitar, right?
I guess so.
That should be. He's a lefty. And a print of Joni Mitchell painting, a print of a Joni Mitchell painting.
Gotcha.
Signed by Joni Mitchell.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, so all we got to do is grab Bill's checkbook.
There, his credit card.
Yeah, he left it behind. He forgot it before he went over to the fair to fight the robots. So we can grab those and we can buy a couple of these things.
All set. Works for me. Wow. Boy, this is pretty amazing. Ronnie Spector, and did we even talk about this yesterday? She just died.
We did a little bit, yeah.
She just died. They already have a movie coming out.
Oh, my.
And wait till you hear who's starring as Ronnie Spector.
Oh, okay.
It's like pretty amazing. I'm like, wow, that was quick. We'll talk about that and so much more. The good stuff when we get back at 850 WFTL.